Officials with the militant group Hezbollah say tensions with Israel appear to be calming down following several days of border battles that resulted in the death of an Israeli teenager. While government leaders from both countries have lodged complaints with the United Nations, Lebanese citizens apparently are not feeling a sense of urgency. Increased tensions between Israel and Lebanon began last Friday following a Hezbollah rocket attack on the disputed Sheba Farms, a border area occupied by Israel since 1967 but claimed by Lebanon. Hezbollah, a group on the State Department's list of terrorist organizations, initially said the attack was in retaliation for a car bombing it blamed on Israel that killed a member of the militia group. Israel responded with air attacks on several villages in southern Lebanon. Those attacks drew anti-aircraft fire that resulted in the death of an Israeli teenager. Hezbollah spokesman Sheikh Hassan Ezzeladin told VOA last Friday's attacks on Sheba Farms was to defend Lebanese sovereignty. Mr. Aldeen says the purpose of the raid was to liberate Lebanese land because, he says, Sheba Farms is on Lebanese soil that is occupied by Israel. He said it is Hezbollah's aim to defend the sovereignty of Lebanon against Israel's penetration of Lebanese airspace. Monday, Beirut was shaken by sonic booms after Israeli jets flew low over the capital. Lebanese President Amir Lahoud called the overflights air terrorism. But according to Sami Baruti, who heads the political science department at Lebanese American University in Beirut, the sonic booms and the increased battles along Lebanon's southern border have not caused a great deal of concern among Lebanese citizens.
The people sort of took it normally. I mean, it's not the first time that this happens. So more or less, you know, people didn't react much to it. So there isn't really much of an impact of, you know, that air raid. About the situation in the south, you know, people sort of got accustomed to these things taking place over the Sheba Farms. So there isn't really this mood here that this is the prelude to something more serious. You don't feel the sense of, you know, urgency or something major is coming.
However, such has not been the case politically. Lebanon has sent an urgent protest to the UN Security Council. And on Monday, Lebanon's foreign minister began meetings with ambassadors of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council to complain about what he called Israeli aggressions. Israel has also complained to the Security Council over what it called Syria's continued support for Hezbollah. The United States has warned both Syria and Lebanon to restrain their militias. The United Nations has repeatedly warned Israel against penetrating Lebanese airspace and has warned Lebanon regarding the dangers of anti-aircraft fire. Hezbollah officials in Beirut told VOA the current situation appears to be calming down, but warned there would be more anti-aircraft fire if Israeli jets fly over Lebanese territory. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.